Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 16, Luke 19, Job 34, and 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And today we're reminded of our unworthiness of the ministry that God has given us, as evidenced by His mercy, as well as the supremacy of the call above even the ministry that we read of in Exodus, the ministry of Moses. Paul opens this portion of the second letter to the church in Corinth with a bang, in my opinion. He says, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart." So what is this ministry? It's everything he just got through outlining in chapter 3. It's the ministry of God's Spirit. That's what pulls us out of the shadows of Moses, because we've got something that he didn't have, the Spirit of God. We also are the ministry of the new covenant, not the old. And we have the ministry of bearing the glory of God with us as we go. That is quite a ministry to carry, especially as something as simple as plain jars of clay that we are. That's a heck of a lot of grace and mercy. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if you're doing the calculations here. I mean, I'm very well acquainted with my flaws and the issues. And so because of that, I momentarily think, like, God, like, this feels like some mismanagement of your mission. Actually, that makes me think of what Jesus talked about today with some of the parables. He gave us a parable of a nobleman who left money for servants with instructions to do business while he was gone. What I considered today was that the nobleman left 3 different amounts with his servants, 10 minus of 5 and 1. He who he had entrusted to a larger degree demonstrated faithfulness, while he who he had trusted the smallest amount had proven himself a poor steward. So this is the first time I've ever complicated one possible implication. I say possible. But as we read about the ministry entrusted into us, these jars of clay in 2 Corinthians, we must recognize that it is not some small amount that we're being entrusted with. In comparison with even the ministry that Moses, we read about in Exodus, has been given, it excels in that we carry the Spirit. He's entrusting the Spirit and the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of the gospel of peace to be spoken and lived out. And going back to my previous thoughts about God's wise investments, like, yo, you picked us? Is he? Here's a question that we can be tempted to ask. Is he giving us a great deposit because he believes in us? Is it that he anticipates an even greater withdrawal as through him we engage in kingdom business, multiplying mission? I mean, maybe. I get excited. I say, yeah, that's encouraging. So we should not lose heart, because God believes in us enough to entrust us with his presence. We should not lose heart no matter what life throws at us. 2 Corinthians went on to say, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So yes, it's true. We need to not lose heart. Is he saying, expect the pain and endure, persevere, O resilient church? But while there is some encouraging truth in what I just said, I don't think that's it. I mean, I think the mistake here, it's a mistake that I feel like it's so easy for me and so many of us to make as we read the Bible in passages like this. We tend to just make it about us. Of course he's calling us to not lose heart. Of course he's telling us to endure and persevere and to remember that, you know, we are not crushed. We're not driven to despair. We're not forsaken. We're not destroyed. But you guys, the reason is not about focusing on our perseverance through the struggle. We persevere as we focus on the power of God. Look at verse 14. He says, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. So the reason, what's their hope? Is their knowing that God the Father raised Jesus and he's going to raise them up too. He's going to raise us all up. So rather than centering us, rather than centering himself, Paul shows us what we should all be counting on. Not on our faithfulness, not on our ability to persevere, not on our ability to carry the message, nor our willingness to be better stewards of God's investment. We should keep our eyes on his faithfulness. His faithfulness to use us to get his own glory. He started us on our way and has promised not only to not forsake us, but to finish what he began. And he will raise us up in the final days. And Paul even goes on to remind us that in the pursuit of multiplying that investment, we should not deal underhandedly or with perversions and twisting of the message, but simply with the plain truth of the gospel we must deal. God has promised to get his glory through those in whom he has made a great deposit. And we need only to speak the plain truth. The power is not in us, though. It's not in us, the little stewards, but in God, the great owner of the message. He says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not us. Let there be no doubt. His power is what it's about. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you entrusted us with yourself. You put the greatest deposit within us, greater than all the money that any nobleman could hand over to servants, greater than even what you gave to Moses, as you've given us a future and a hope and a promise of promised land, Lord God. And I thank you that it is your strength that will see us through. It's only by your grace and mercy that we are chosen to be used. We thank you that it's in you we persevere. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave some feedback. Leave comments. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.